Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
What's everybody been doing? I ain't even seen nobody. Everybody's been hiding.
That's it. They've been hiding. Where y'all been?
We've been hiding.
Where you been, Si?
Oh, I see the rolling numbers. We're back.
It took you 16 seconds to figure that out.
Hey, well, I just have to look up and see the numbers,
for
boys.
Something totally.
Hey, the numbers do not lie, guys.
Do you think Godwin was just making conversation with you for fun?
What's these new?
Hey, with Godwin, we never know.
We do that often.
Yeah. What's these black things on here?
It's to keep you from scratching microphone.
That's right, where you can't scratch it and make noise.
That keeps you from taking, well, he still can.
He's still,
hey old boy.
You know what? I've always said he's committed to his craft.
But if he uses that fish hook now, it's going to get stuck.
That's it.
Yeah, it'll be there permanent.
It'll be there permanent.
I like it. He just, there it is.
See?
There we go. My favorite bait.
Well, yeah, we all haven't. Godwin, I haven't seen you in a minute. Where have you been?
I've been in a tree stand.
We've been in a tree stand.
I've been trying. Look, it has been
on
a series of unfortunate events.
A series of unfortunate events.
In the deer stand.
Uh-oh.
How many of them?
A bunch.
Just a series.
Mm-hmm. Since bow season started.
Uh-oh. Are there funny ones or are they just sad?
Well, they're just sad.
Oh, they're just sad, boys.
They just said, we still haven't. Well, I took Johanna out there. She popped us a little old yearling.
Okay.
And then we cooked up.
Okay.
I cooked a whole backstrap.
How'd you cook it?
Where'd you get it?
From that
Johanna.
Yearling. Oh.
Johanna popped it.
Yeah. Well, it's not a series of unfortunate events if we got a backstrap.
But it takes both of them to make one.
Yeah.
Nah, this one was a little bit bigger than a yearling, I guess.
Year and a half old.
A two-year-old. A backstrap was about almost 2.5-3 foot long.
Well, how did you cook it? That's what I'm asking.
Well, I took it and I split it.
Okay.
And I butterflied it.
Okay, you butterflied it. What'd you put on?
I took some. What's your mix when we was up there in Wyoming?
That cream cheese,
chives,
breakfast sausage.
And I didn't put the breakfast
and
on.
Banana peppers.
Oh, and
couldn't
banana
remember
peppers.
What that was.
That's proof that the Lord loves it.
I mean, I would normally put jalapenos, but
I done jalapenos.
For myself, I put jalapenos, but when I'm cooking for a crowd, I
was up north. Well, yeah, but
you know.
Anyway,
whatever.
So both are good. I put all that goodness in there, and I closed it back up.
Ooh,
and I took me a pan, and I laid me some bacon out strips right beside each other. And laid that on top of that bacon, and
you wrapped it?
Yeah, I covered it up.
Okay.
And I stuck it on the grill.
And you stuck it on the grill. How long did you cook it?
It didn't take long. It was about 30.
Ooh.
Maybe not quite 30.
That sounds really good.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
You give me that with two over easy eggs right now, you'd have something.
Mm. Yeah.
Miss Paula took a bite, and she said, let's go get in a stand. I said, it's dark.
Said, it's dark.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. Let's go get some more meat.
Maybe that right there will make Miss Paula actually want to shoot a doe.
And Johanna, she wants to. There's three of them that we're trying to get. I tell you, a mature doe is as tough as a mature buck.
Oh.
Trying to shoot them.
Honestly, tougher.
Hey, they're done getting slick, boy. Yeah.
If you're hunting it now, you hunting in, you know, where you can see a long way. Well, that's different, but we're in the woods.
You're in the thickets.
Yeah.
With a bow and arrow.
Yeah, with a bow, with a string and stick.
Those don't go as far as bullets.
She's fixing to convert over to the rifle.
It's about that time, isn't it? It's already rifle season.
She loves bow hunting.
That a long time ago.
She loves bow hunting, though.
It's rifle season, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think so, yeah. I've seen a lot of orange places,
yeah.
So, yeah. I just ain't a rifle hunter. But.
Oh, I am.
Tell us about it, sir.
Hey, no, no, I tried the stick and string.
Yeah.
I ain't never killed one with a stick and string.
Hey, you want to talk about stick and string? I got the whole world stirred up last night by posting a picture of me with the boys on my back.
That was
my bow
and
arrow.
Hold on. I need to pull that up.
Hold it.
Like, Instagram.com.
What, they all shook up?
I don't know what they got so bent out of shape about.
Oh, were people bent out of shape about that?
Oh, yeah.
I'll have you know, my sister.
Oh, I'll say the ones that were bent out of shape were really, really bent out of shape about it.
Well, hey.
A lot of people were like, yeah, raise them right. But
I think they just need to get over it.
But the ones that were, I was like.
What were they upset about?
Oh, they can't breathe. They're in too tight. I'm like, you really wouldn't like to see how we swaddle them.
And you really.
When I tell you it's tight.
We wrap them, boys.
The tighter you can get it, the better. Like the first time we did it, I was like, that's got to be too tight.
I still like to be swaddled.
I would too.
Hey, there it is.
There it is. Look at them. They just chilling. They back there sleeping.
Hey.
Look.
It ain't nothing wrong with that.
And look, for all y'all that pointed out that we all have the same hairline, I already knew that.
That's right. We already knew that. Yeah.
And if I wasn't comfortable with it, I would have wore a hat. But I didn't care.
Well, I'm going to ask them if that bothered them. I'm coming over and ask them.
Yeah.
Dad and the boys got something in common. They're bald-headed.
Yeah, it's fine.
Fine.
They were back there just...
having a blast.
We bought that or got that thing for the deal, and I said, I'm using that thing.
That thing's
sweet. What's up,
boy? Oh, it's all, you can wear it as a backpack or a front pack. Whatever you.
Yeah, I never had it.
Don't wear it.
I'm not coordinated enough to go around the back to strap it, though. So I went around the front and had Brittany sit them in there, and that's what everybody does. Like, their things go wrong. I'm like, who you think took the picture? Do you think I had time to, like, set a camera on the fence?
Yeah, yeah.
Get there, get to full draw. And get the picture and all that. I ain't that talented.
Well, did you hit the target?
Well, did I? Yeah.
Yeah, he pulls out.
Why wouldn't he?
I'm actually sighting in my backup sight. So that's why
awesome.
I was.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey,
they enjoyed it. Look, they laid right there. We shot about arrows.
Was they cooing?
They wasn't doing nothing, snoring. I mean, they just tired. They had just got through eating. And
full belly.
And I wanted to go outside. It was a pretty evening.
Yeah, people are all time, people boy. Always want to complain about something.
Right? Oh,
my sister who has twins saw it before me and she sent it to me and said this is hilarious.
Yeah.
You got no hate from the Owen family. We all thought it was awesome.
I just couldn't believe I don't know why folks on media, feel the need voice their opinion on everything.
It. You said it right there.
It's funny how
media.
People, yeah.
You know what media does?
What's it do,
hey, I compare it to a skunk.
Now, careful. We're on it right now.
Well, hey, look. I'm just telling you. Hey,
so, careful.
Some media's good. Some of it stinks like a skunk.
What are we?
Okay, hey. Well, we tell it like it is.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, my deal, I don't.
What
I don't
you get,
voice,
what you see is what you get here, baby.
I don't freely voice my opinion unless it's asked for.
Well, I do.
I'm not going to go look at somebody's picture and say, you're doing that wrong.
Well, you know more about them than they do.
Well, yeah. I mean, the one that cracked me up was like, I can't believe you take those boys out. It's flu season. I'm like, I am a top pin from my back door. If they were gonna get the flu, they got it.
It's flu season.
Like, I'm in my backyard.
Martin, you're not wearing a mask in this photo in your backyard.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, now we done got to weird.
It's 80 degrees.
Where's the shield? I don't see a shield.
I mean, I just was
that's funny.
Them kids ain't got a chance.
No. They ain't going to make it, are they?
I better come over and get them.
Hey.
Godwin would have had them, same picture, but 20 foot up in a tree.
Hey, I was looking at wearing them on the front and shooting, and I was like, no, that's straying too close.
No, don't wear it on the front.
I want to wear it. Look, I'm going to wear them on the front and take them duck hunting.
No, don't.
On a warm day.
No,
I'm not going to be hunting, obviously. No. I just want them to watch.
They'll be watching.
No,
I want them.
Seat, baby.
Yeah.
No, don't put them on the front.
Why?
That's just
front row seat.
Oh, they can't see the hunt if they're back there.
Hey,
look, my daughter was in a thing.
You get the blind, you can take them out and hold them, but don't put them up. Don't put a
Godwin, how many times do you know me to go get in a duck blind?
Well, when
I'm a bushwhacker.
He's a shallow water woodsman.
I am a bushwhacker.
That's why you need them on your back. So
I'm trying to get in and get out.
That's right. As quick as you can.
How quick can we get to 20? That's my goal.
That thing's awesome.
How long?
I'm going to put them on the front and take them duck hunting.
My daughter lived in one of those until she was about three.
Yeah.
Like, she was the youngest. Just strap her on. I walked all over Disney World with her.
Oh, yeah.
Just boom, backpack.
When we get one of those warm days,
you need one of them. No, you know what you need? You need one of them little crawfish P-rogs and put them in that.
What?
And just pull them behind you.
Oh, yeah, I see.
And you ain't got no.
You don't know how much they wiggle.
They're wigglers now.
They're wigglers.
They gonna flip that thing.
Oh yeah.
No,
it's way safer if I just put them in there and put them up here for a front row seat. And
they'll get their balance. I bet you.
And then I can put that 28 gauge to their shoulder. And,
first time they flip it. First time they flip it, they'll know.
It ain't hard.
That was the other thing. Everybody thought I was really taking them deer hunting this weekend. I was like, huh? No. No.
Hey, number one, is too cold.
It's going to be cold this weekend.
That's right. We're going to bundle them up and then take them.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, the Instagram crowd was way nicer than the Facebook.
That's just life in general.
Yeah. That Facebook went big mad.
Oh, when you get on Facebook for some reason, apparently the first thing you see angers you, and then it's like, well, my time to give my opinion.
Right. Yeah.
Time to send them to anger management.
I just couldn't believe that they thought that their mama would let that fly without being right there and looking.
Mama Bear was overlooking everything.
Oh, she was right there while I was shooting. About? She watched every bit of it.
Yeah, what you talking about?
Yeah.
Don't mess with Mama Bear.
No, not on this deal.
They might have said something, but they hit that like button, didn't they?
Well, what they did was made it show up on everybody else's, so thank you.
Hey, J. Martin Nutman, Instagram.com. Thank you. Give them a like and a follow. Hashtag like and subscribe.
Soft sale.
Yeah.
Duck Call Room on YouTube.
My point of this is don't give your opinion unless you ask for it.
Like,
who cares? Nobody cares what you have to say. Let's just be honest. If they do, they ask you for it.
Yeah.
Martin, you done got to preaching the word that people need to hear, sir.
Well, I'm just saying, like, just keep your mouth shut. Like, that's the best thing you can do. When in doubt, keep your mouth and your keyboard quiet.
Yep. Let us know what you think in the YouTube comments. Yeah.
Hey, but you know what? We just asked for your opinion. Fire away.
Give your opinion.
Fire away.
Except for one of you. You don't give your opinion.
Which one? Vic or Dirk or?
Yeah, one of those.
There's a bunch of them in there still. You know what? But they still watch it. And I love
it. Baby.
Oh, boy.
They mad, but they still watch it.
They mad. All
right, we'll be back right after this. Now, I will say, before I posted that picture, I sent the manufacturer of the bow, Matthews Archery, I sent them a text. I said, I'm about to post this. I have a feeling people are going to have a strong opinion on it.
Yeah, they're going to have an opinion.
Are you guys cool with this?
Yeah.
And they said, fire away. So if the manufacturer of the bow is fine, I was like,
there you go.
Let's go with it. I knew they were going to draw a line in the sand on it. Like, most of the rednecks and the God-fearing people that follow us were going to love it. And there was going to be about 10% that were appalled at what I was doing.
Just appalled.
And turns out it may have been slightly more than 10%, but
really,
I don't know. I got tired of reading it. I laughed for a long time, and then it just got annoying.
Yeah, so
I was like, you know, whatever. I was reading it and laughing, and
they probably voted to pay more for stuff.
Uh oh. We done quit preaching and got to meddling now.
We done started the fight now, boy.
Just don't make sense to me.
Why not, Goblin? You don't want
to. I'll take that $10 gallon gas.
Yeah.
Hey,
but
Goblin,
But then they get a raise because cost of living goes up.
Yeah.
But, it's still the same percentage. Oh. Never mind. Sorry. Mm.
Hey,
funny how math works.
Good grief.
This week on Unashamed.
Are you kidding? We're laughing.
Do you know the difference in a well-dressed man on a unicycle and a poorly dressed man on a bicycle?
One wheel, two wheels.
A tire.
There you go. You went with wheel, not tire. If you'd have just said a tire.
There you go.
If you ride a unicycle, you probably vote for higher pants. I don't know where I was going with that. I'm trying to make a unicycle joke. I don't know what we're doing anymore.
Singled. Yeah, I don't know.
You're meddling.
Singled out. Huh?
You're meddling.
No, that was Galba meddling. I stay out of all things politics. I went and voted. I did my part.
If it started up with the P, leave it alone.
And moved along.
Because you know what? That's your job.
Yeah. You know what? I can gripe now.
Yep. You can say, man, I wish.
That's the only reason I vote is so that I have a reason to gripe.
But
really?
Because if you don't vote, you can't gripe about nothing.
That's right.
Nah, you just got to take it.
That's right.
Yep. Take it.
You just take it.
Oh, they're taking it, all right.
Well.
Take it.
At about 32% clip, huh? Yeah.
It's a wild time in America.
That's all
it is.
But you know what? I'd rather be in a wild time in America than most
anywhere
other
else
places.
Than
ain't that the
else
truth?
That's
yeah.
Right.
We still live in the greatest that's country
right
on the planet.
Right.
No offense to our Australia, New Zealand, and
I love those guys too.
United Kingdom. I'm not really sure which country y'all
hey,
are.
I like shrimp.
If they'd finish on the Barbie.
What?
Barbie, I know. Shrimp on the Barbie.
Shrimp
baby
on the Barbie.
Why did they say that? I don't know, but that was the worst Australian accent I've ever heard. Godwin, you're generally pretty good at noises, but accents.
Shrimp on the Barbie.
Accents ain't one of his strong points, boy.
He sounded like he was from the Upper West Side of New York.
Yeah. Well, let's put another shrimp on the Barbie.
There's Jim Carrey.
Hello,
for you,
mate.
The dingo ate the baby. Anyway.
We should go to Australia.
I'd love to.
If they'd finish that bridge.
I want to play one of them.
A didgeridoo?
A didgeridoo?
That's it.
Them things are cool.
Yeah.
They got cool AM. Have you? I just learned something, by the way. You remember Steve Irwin?
Uh-huh.
His kids are like him just made over.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I just clones started following the
what
son
else would they do?
Clones.
Huh?
Clones.
Oh, yeah. The son, I think his name's Robert. It's the best Instagram follow I've ever done. There's animals. Now, there's animals I wouldn't touch, but I like watching other people do it.
Yeah.
But I was like, that's just really cool that, like,
they're carrying on the legacy.
Yeah, and they didn't get to spend near as much time with their dad. Because, I mean, you know, if you were born in 1989.
You spent a lot of time with their dad.
You're a Steve Irwin kind of fella.
Oh, crikey.
But I was like, man, that's really cool that the dad laid the blueprint, basically.
Yeah.
And then they got older and said, hey, I think dad was really onto something cool here.
Well, what did you think? There's going to be basket weavers or something?
I just didn't know that they had taken it and ran.
Yeah.
I want
to
go to
that. I mean, you look at kids from a business like that, like, there's a 50-50 shot. They're either in or they out.
That's
like
true.
They rarely dabble into the business. Like, they're either 100% in, and those kids are 100% in.
His daddy owns a tackle shop.
And there he is. He's in.
There I am.
Look at it.
Trying
he's
to learn.
100%
stocking,
in.
Stocking the shelves.
Yeah.
Counting minners.
That's it.
Putting 20s in his pocket.
Hey, boys.
Hey, putting 20s
in cash transactions. I like it.
Yeah. I got to go by there and buy me some weights.
Oh, you better take you some cash if you want to save a little. Ain't that right, Johnny D?
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but look.
That's a no one in snakes.
Now, I'm not. I'm against everything they're doing right here.
Good grief. No, look at that. That's an awesome Christmas card, man.
That is. But, I mean, it's super cool that they picked up the legacy and really just – and maybe I'm super behind the times and didn't know this.
Oh, they've been doing that a while. Or at least his daughter has. His daughter really started it.
I like the daughter.
Why? She wearing them zip-off britches like you like?
Zip-off britches. She gonna have. She can make them short-legged.
She been down to Academy and got her some zip-off britches?
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, you never know what the temperature's going to be midday, so you got to get you some zip-off.
Here's what
boots
I'll tell you right now, though, look in Australia. Here. Either their legs are longer or they wear shorter shorts.
I got the zip right there.
Oh, man, that snake's around her ankle.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, he fixing to say, you make a move.
See, oh, good on them, man, educating the kids about animals. Mm-hmm. That's a needed thing, teaching kids about nature.
Yeah, she's saying, look, if you hold him in the middle, he can't eat you.
Yeah, I noticed mom ain't got no part wrapped around her.
Uh-uh. Yeah, she just wise.
She taking a trophy photo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Get back there behind it, make it look bigger. That's good. You don't need to make that snake look big. He big.
He's real big.
Si, would you do that?
Nope.
No.
Would you be the one behind? Like, if
way behind.
So, would you even be the one taking the picture?
Can we redo that picture for Duck Call Room?
No.
I'll hold the head in.
No.
Nope.
I'm out. I'll take the photo.
I got one thing for that snake.
A bullet?
A bullet. That's it.
A 22 holler point?
A 22 holler point will work.
Well,
or a shotgun.
My dream of getting Steve Irwin's kids on the podcast just ended. Thanks.
A bazooka.
No, you just bring them in.
Yeah.
No, bring them in. Let them bring their snakes. Like, I'm up under this table.
I've changed my dreams.
They can sit by me.
I want the Undertaker, not that.
Yeah. It'd be like the ones on, you know, like when they show up on Jimmy Fallon and stuff, and they just show up with weird stuff.
They can bring him spiders in here, them big spiders.
Now, careful now, because if he gets out, he gone.
I think a spider bit me.
Oh, tarantula.
That was just about like the 75-pounder that someone else was holding.
Spider?
No.
What?
Anaconda. One of them big snakes that eat people.
That one looked bigger than 75 pounds.
Well,
he did.
75 pounds was about that big around.
Ooh.
And about 8, 10, 12 feet.
That's the size you climb up in your deer stand in the dark, and that thing greets you at the door.
Nope.
He'd greet me.
Just jump out now.
I'd blow him right back out the door.
I'm just curious.
And one side.
Do you fall off the stand? Do you grab your gun? What's your move?
Oh no. he can have the stand.
Or do you stop at the bottom and just light it on fire and go?
I'm gone.
That's a good idea.
He gone.
That reminds me. You know, Phil stays in the woods a lot, and his man, Dan, was with him. And the deer flies was eating Phil up, and it wasn't bothering Dan. And Dan said, well, basically because I got Victoria's Secret on.
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing, Phil goes deer hunt one morning, and that flies are bad. So he puts the Victoria's Secret on, you know, and then walks to his stand, climbs up in it, sits down. He sees something come down the woods, and every once in a while they'll stand up on their hind leg and go, smell it. Well, it's three coons. And they climb up the tree, up the ladder, and are just, when they get to the last rung, they stand up and look around. Smell it. It was Phil that was falling. Victoria's Secret, boys.
Back when I first met Phil, it would have been buzzards.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's true.
Falling.
That's right. Yeah. They're circling the trees then.
Yeah.
Got a smell about them, boys.
A lot of gut pile behind that man.
Hey, Victoria attracts animals.
Hey, I wear it. I wear that Amber Romance for them gnats and everything else. Hey, flies, it works pretty good.
It will keep them off of you.
Yeah.
It
works pretty good.
I heard that, but I ain't never tried it.
I wouldn't say that. Wow.
Look, if you got a problem going in Victoria's Secret, you can order it online. So
I didn't. Or Febreze.
You can have it shipped to your wife's name if
Febreze
you so desire.
You might want to have her order it, though, because that's just probably
no,
a weird
Christmas button. Is coming.
There you go.
You got to get her something for Christmas.
Praise the Lord, oh my soul.
That's it, baby.
I'm just saying. I mean.
Allison, you listen to this episode?
Nope. Brittany, are you? Nope.
Nope. Hey, don't listen to it, boys. Ain't got time.
They're tired of hearing me opine about things anyway. But let's take another break. We'll be back right after this.
Welcome back.
What are you talking about?
He don't know.
I'm just running my mouth.
Running his mouth.
You know, some days we get in here and we just kind of see what happens.
That's it, boys.
Some days?
Fire. Yeah,
I thought that was every day.
190 of them, actually.
190 of them, man.
We're at 190 episodes.
That's like that jumper cable walked in a bar.
Uh-oh, jumper cable walked in a bar.
Bartender said, I'll serve you, but don't start anything.
That's right, don't start anything. That's right, I'm going to serve you, but I ain't.
Oh, boy.
Don't start anything. Hey, Johnny Guy wasn't at the best, boys.
I couldn't get past the visual of jumper cables trying to walk.
That's it. Hey.
They hard enough to get stretched out to hook the TV in. I don't know how narrow they
always
walk.
Always tangled up.
It don't matter what you do to them. It don't matter which end you pull on either.
I quit rolling them up. I just throw them in the toolbox.
I quit using them. I said the heck with them. Them little boxes, them little jump packs are the way to go.
They make them things the size of a cell phone.
Now they do. Yeah, that thing's wild.
I keep one on me. That truck
size
I
size of a cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they make a jump pack that'll fit in your hand. It'll start a diesel truck.
Starts
I had
my
to
truck.
Jump one off.
How much are they? $800?
No, they like $70 or something.
Good. I paid $100.
Yeah.
And
that'd be a good Christmas present for Miss Paula.
I started my truck 6 times in one day before because the battery was clearly dead, but I didn't have time till the next day to go get a new battery.
Yeah. That's just laziness.
That's it was the opposite of laziness. I was trying to get a bunch of other stuff done, so I just jumped my truck off every time I stopped somewhere.
And then the battery was dead.
Don't want to take it out.
I did. I just had to do it the next day.
He didn't have time.
I'm just going
you got
throw what
else.
Seems to be an obvious option. Why didn't you just leave it running?
I did that a lot, too. I was just looking at me like,
Galvin, oh, okay. Last time I saw him this confused is when you told him you got a vasectomy.
Yeah, that's terrible.
disagree.
Hey, will you come with me on mine?
I will.
You're doing it?
Well, I ain't doing this again. I can promise
well,
you
I
that.
I can tell you how to stop that.
Well, he ain't going to stop
I don't
want to
stop that.
Right.
Just like the COVID, 6 feet. Stay 6 feet away.
Hey, well, if you're going to stay 6 feet away, why are you going to live with them?
Right.
Yeah. Not living.
Hey.
I'm just telling you, if you're scared, not a, you're scared. Not a,
I ain't scared. I'm smarter.
Hey, hey.
Come do a week at my house.
Hey, what's up? Hey. Hey, he welcomes you to come a week.
Well, you don't have to.
He don't care, boys.
I would do it again.
Amen.
If they called me and said, hey, here's the deal. This is every 3 or 4 year thing. I'd be like, okay.
All right.
But if you'll come with me, you can video it and we can do it, we can talk about it.
You
on
don't
want
to do that. The smell's what gets you. Whenever they burn the end of it.
I can do it.
You said burn the end of it and Goblin went, huh.
You know what, they used to just tie it off and you know
we didn't never burn them cows or the horses.
Well that I still got all the
You gotta do it when
stuff
the
I just
signs in their feet they won't you won't bleed as much.
They just unplugged one cord.
Uh-oh.
Do you think that
Godwin just told us how to castrate a cow? It just low key just told us how to make a bull a steer.
That's it. There you go, boys.
And when to do it.
Hey, that's it.
Oh, that's good stuff.
And y'all didn't think that boy used to be a cowboy.
Hey, farmer.
They
farmer 101.
When are you scheduled, Martin?
I'm not. I still got to wait for Brittany to get full clearance on her C-section stuff, and then I'm.
Okay.
When they say she is 100% clear, where she can pick up anything and everything and all that.
Yep. Oh yeah, because
it will be quickly thereafter.
It's only like 3 days, but 3 days you just
them horses
down.
Don't.
Do y'all not remember? I've already had surgery down there.
Them horses just run around. They don't.
Yeah.
Don't bother them.
Y'all not remember? I had surgery down there. It can't be much worse than that.
No, it's easier.
Yeah, I mean
it's not hard. Now I do know some horror stories.
Yeah.
But we won't tell you those.
Well, I'm not worried about
that's
it.
That's right. Don't do the horse.
They're going to put him to sleep anyway.
No.
No.
No, you're awake.
Nope.
But you want Brittany to go because of all the times you went to the, you know, mm-hmm. OBGYN and she had to sit in that awful, awful chair that just makes you feel terrible.
Yeah.
She gets to laugh at you while you do it.
I'll send her a selfie because I don't want the boys to go and have any PTSD from it.
Yeah, you know.
I want them to be young and wild and free for a little while.
That's right. Hey, young, wild, and free.
I don't take but a second. Two cuts.
Snip, snip.
No, it's one now.
Snip, snip.
And I've already got access.
It's beep.
Snip, pull that whip. Snip, snip.
They're done.
Yeah.
Just like that.
How long did it take? 15 minutes?
No.
Not even that long.
Once you cut it and get your finger in there, it don't take long at all.
Sir, it is definitely not.
I hope there ain't a finger.
Oh
cut a slit about 3 inches long.
I hope there ain't a finger involved.
This is 2022 at a doctor's office, not with cows in 1984.
That's quick. You got to do it quick so they don't kick you.
I think that's what the Valium's for. Make sure
I
they
do
don't
know
get
that.
Hit. That's what they gave you an IV, huh?
I didn't have no IV. Did I?
No.
No, I don't.
No.
They just give you a shot?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. Oh. Psh, psh, psh,
psh, psh, psh. Yeah, you'll be in and out learning about
it. No, you're in and out in 15 minutes.
Hey, they give you a local, okay, and it's over.
For 10 minutes, they're like, you sure you want to do this?
I wonder
yes. Are you really sure? Yes. You're not going to have no kids no more. Great.
Right. Hey.
You sure?
Yeah.
Yes.
You positive?
You got to go put your feet in the stirrups.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay. Get a bigger stirrup. Let's
ratio.
Go.
Last one's a rotten egg. Like, let's do this thing.
Hey.
I wonder what happens if you bring your own CRNA? Like, my brother's a nurse anesthetist.
Well,
can I get him come and hook me up to some?
Just go.
Oh, yeah,
this ain't like bull riding. They ain't no 8 seconds.
Hey, we can say
no 8 seconds.
I'll do it cheaper than what they'll do.
No, it's about two.
You'll do it?
I'll do it. Get your brother over here and put you out.
Martin, I'm just going to say, the way he does it, I don't know, like, you'd come back awake the same kind of fella.
Yeah. He might be talking a little higher.
I got a pretty deep voice anyway.
Yeah.
I can go from bass to tenor. Johnny D starting to crowd that soprano range over there. He was already a tenor.
Oh, man.
Oh no, I'm a ma'am according to the Taco Bell drive thru. Yeah. So.
And Sonic.
And Sonic and McDonald's and Raising Cane's. That's why I go to Chick-fil-A where they look me in the eyes and say, oh, yes, sir.
You know, we've had some rambles on this thing, but this may be the worst.
That's it.
No,
it only took 190.
But this one also may be the best.
Yeah.
All at the same time.
Yeah, you just never
know. Hey, let us know in the comments what you think.
There you go.
We got sidetracked in the medical field, boys.
An opinion that's asked for.
Yeah.
Feel free. Fire away.
Fire away.
I have very strong opinions. Pro.
I do, too. No.
He's saying that because he ain't got to worry about it.
I just hate, I hate to see a dog get it done.
It's different. You're aware of that, aren't you?
I mean, you keep everything.
Like I still,
you do know you keep everything.
I'm
right?
just missing one tube of plumbing
that you never see.
Everything
you don't
else
even know what's there right
now. Never be the same.
Everything else is still there.
Be drinking coffee with your pinky sticking up.
I don't drink coffee.
Me neither.
That's
well, if
point.
You did.
That's point right
if
there.
If you did.
That's why.
I didn't drink it before. I certainly ain't going to drink it after. Yeah. All right. Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this. Let Galvin process what just happened. You know, for Duck Commander, something kind of cool. We did just celebrate somewhat.
50 years of research 50
years
and
in
development.
That's a milestone.
That is a milestone. 50 years since Phil come up with that first duck call, 1972 to 2022. So, you know, we got some duck calls that are honoring the 50th. We'll have some other stuff come out that's honoring the, but 50 years, that's something.
That's pretty wild.
I mean, that's 13 years longer than I've been here. So, 50 years.
Oh, I thought you were saying at Duck Commander.
No,
man,
I'm saying
you started young.
No, I'm saying in general, like 50 years in business for just a small duck call company out of North Louisiana.
That is crazy.
Ain't it?
Well, and it goes back to your brother.
So. Well, what's crazy about it is he come up with all the different calls.
Yeah. That's what made me try to find out more about him, the different call. I figure a man is after all the ducks instead. You know, most people just make mallard calls.
Yeah.
But this man making all the sounds, he must be after them pretty hard.
Oh, no, I remember when he was fooling around with it. He started for the wood duck call, he started with washers.
Washers?
Just regular washers that you'd put, you know, on a screw. Screw it down.
Oh, trying to blow through it, make a whistling sound?
Yeah, trying to make the right deal. He had glued them together at different angles. He walked around for like 3 months, you know. And then he found some kid's toy, I think, that actually gave him the idea of how to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he got that one down pat because me and Jace were sitting in the duck hall room putting them together. I'm cutting a... You know, Woody Reed and Jason is sitting there doing it, and, you know, we were right there on the river in the creek, Clapper's Creek. Jason would blow it, and one would answer.
I've won a lot of money in a duck hunt saying you can call them in. But you got to know which ones to look for, too. Don't worry about him.
No, no.
But if it's a pack of about 20 of them, you can call them rascals in.
Oh, you can actually put them in a decoy. Yeah. We do it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's about
them, tell you, dude.
Especially when the hurricane come through and blew 40 acres of corn down right next to our duck hole. And about 20,000 wood ducks descended on that
dry cornfield.
It was ridiculous. We had bunches up to 50 coming in backpedaling.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why.
That was one we had. You could kill three apiece.
Yeah.
So it turned into a really good duck hunt every day. Because about seven of us would go, and that'd be 21 wood
it's
ducks.
It's terrible that they're one of the good ones.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty bird, too.
They're pretty. They good table fare. Yep. Everything about them works.
Oh, no. What Stone's got cooking wood ducks down to a science now. That thing's just like a filet mignon.
Filet mignon.
Filet mignon.
But, yeah, hey, all you got to do, soak it in some W sauce, and you good to go on that Woody. He don't need a lot of love and attention.
Yeah, but Stone goes through about a three-day process, and it is fine.
Well, that's because he ain't got nothing to do.
Well, hey, no. The table fare is worth it. Trust me.
Oh, it's good. Now, but so I'm clearly the worst duck caller in the room besides people that aren't. Maybe Hunter's worse than me. I hope I'm better than Hunter. But, like, wood duck's way harder to call, like, with your mouth, right? Or am I just terrible?
Wood duck. Blow a wood duck?
Call? Yeah, I can't do it.
It just takes some practice.
No, it's harder to learn than the rest of them.
It is. Yeah. What's crazy about the wood duck call, though, is most of it's with your hand and not really your mouth.
That's right.
It's what you do here to get those sounds. Off, yeah, because if you can blow a mallard call, you can blow a woody call. But this is your tuner right here, and if you don't have that right, you're out.
Well, maybe that's why I don't do wood duck, but they're the most playful duck, I think, out of all of them.
Yeah, they seem to have a good time.
Oh no, because when they're on the water, a bunch of them, you talking about having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Woodies have a good time.
Yeah, I don't blame them. They know they taste good.
Oh no.
Yeah, they know they're the real deal.
They're going to taste real good later.
Hey, they have a big time on the water, jumping around, chasing each other, especially when a pinocchio falls and hits the water. Then it's a mad dash for it.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of dogs.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
But anyway.
It's hilarious to watch them.
50
years.
What's happened in 50 years since Duck Commander? I mean, just think of the stuff that's happened. Wow, this place been going along.
Well, I'll give you a deal. I've been married to that redhead of mine for 52.
There you go. Yeah,
there you go.
That's a lot.
We went from
that's
lead,
an even bigger accomplishment.
We went from lead shot to steel shot.
Hey, that's a long time. Yep. Went from lead to steel and to bismuth.
But, I mean, this place almost been bankrupt about 5-6 times.
Oh, yeah.
But, hey, it's an overnight success. Just Duck Dynasty. Well, boom. All
yeah, we were gazillionaires then.
Yeah.
Ain't none of us still.
That's why we're still working here.
A couple of them still that way.
I'll be coming here twice a week. Oh, man.
That's funny. It's
wild, man. It's a true testament of perseverance from Phil Robertson.
Phil did what he loved to do.
He did.
And he figured out how to make enough money for him to be happy, which, let's be honest, that was less than most people.
Yeah.
He didn't require a lot because he could go.
Money does not make you happy.
No.
Well, I'm just saying to live.
To live.
Yeah.
I didn't mean happy, but I'm saying like.
Comfortable.
I'm going to need a little more money and feel because.
Oh, it's Kay says it's
I ain't going to be able to catch all that food myself.
Yeah. Kay said it best. She's been poor with him and been rich with him. Rich is way better.
But.
Hey, I'll raise my hand and join that
Phil
crowd.
Said the only difference is rich is more fun.
Well,
yeah,
he got more land.
Hey, and one thing, only one thing really changed.
The groceries got better quality.
Hey, the menu went from bologna to prime rib.
Hey, but I tell you what, them fried bologna sandwiches
I
smoked a log.
I ain't got no qualms with bologna. Okay?
A log?
I like it.
A bologna log?
Oh. I was like, why would you just smoke a log? I didn't know what you're talking about.
What are you just talking about, bologna?
Oh. You bought the big one?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Whole thing, boys.
No, just checkered it up, you know.
They said, how do you want this slice? He said, none.
And that has to be a special bologna.
Does it?
You can't smoke just any bologna.
Well, this one must have been special.
Well, no. I'm serious. You ask the butcher.
How'd you eat it?
I sliced it up.
And made like
made
a sandwich out of it?
And dipped it in some salve.
Uh-oh.
That's just like a giant hot dog, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm interested.
Me too.
I mean, I've seen like Meat Church and all them do that stuff where they like score it and make it all pretty and smoke it. And it looks good.
Oh, it is.
But
good.
I like bologna.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's or bologna.
It was good.
However you.
Bologna.
Bologna.
So,
I just wanted to do it. Try
the dog.
So, with that, I mean, we ain't asked you about your diet. Everything's still rolling?
Everything going, yeah.
Good.
How much weight have you lost now?
38.
38.
There you go.
38 special, baby.
Congratulations.
That's a bad. Yeah,
don't have twins because you'll put on about 7 from sitting inside and eating all the candy.
I was going to ask you how that was going.
Yeah, I'm back down. I gained 7. and I've already lost four of that, so I'm only up three.
That's impressive.
But there's a whole lot of sitting going on these first few weeks.
And not a lot of time to, like, go cook you something healthy, and McDonald's is just always right there.
Well, she was with the breastfeeding, she's, like, steadily trying to pump in calories, so there's mini Snickers and Three Musketeers and peanut butter pies. And, I mean, they're just there's a lot of easy ways to lop off about 600 calories in a matter of about 2 minutes. It don't take but a second. You're like, you go look in the mirror, you're like, oh, okay. Our cleaning lady said, I think you gained a little weight. She told me that yesterday. That's first thing she said to me. She didn't say welcome back. That's she right. didn't say nothing. She didn't say hi to twins. She said, oh, you've gained a little weight back.
I said, a little pounding.
Getting a little I said, well, thank you, Miss Margaret. I appreciate that.
Wait till your boys are six. They'll be the ones that tell you. I was told that this morning.
Were you?
Yeah,
Ben. By which one, Ben?
I walked out of the bedroom. He said, look at that belly. I said, boy, lucky I'm tired.
Boy, I'm grief eating right now. Don't you mess with me.
I will say the biggest I ever was right after Carter was born.
Yeah, because you eat for
I don't know what the weight was. I was like, I don't want to know what this was. But I was up. There's a picture of me and Allison.
He didn't want to know.
Because, 3 months before we brought Carter home. The day we brought Carter home, that picture's not, I don't want people to see it. Allison don't want people to see it. I'm like, look at them two big people.
Look at them two big
people. Who are they, Allison? She's like, don't you ever show that photo to anybody.
We'll put it up there. She ain't going to know.
She will find out about that one.
Right. She don't watch it.
That photo don't exist nowhere but my mind.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Well, let's take our last break. We'll be back right after this. Let's get in that mailbag. Hello at duckcallroom.com. If you have any thoughts, concerns, opinions.
Physical mail.
We welcome
you. If you have opinions.
Physical mail.
We'll read them.
I'll read them.
Yeah.
And if I disagree with it, I won't read it out loud. That's actually not true. If it's thought-provoking, I will. Hey, Kim, you know what? Kim sent us physical mail.
Physical
mail. A lot of photos.
Physical.
What's in that bag?
What's that?
What's in that bag?
I'll tell you in a second.
I know, but it looks like something to have fun with.
It is. So basically, she said, Si's really fidgety, so she's... She sent all sorts of toys for Si to fidget with. There's some ducks. There's some balls. Supporting the veterans. Fidget spinners.
Hey, these look like brass knuckles.
Oh,
right.
Brass knuckles.
I ain't seen one of them in like 4 years.
Anyway, support our veterans.
Throw me one of them.
Oh.
I already got that. Throw me it. Nope.
Good
We're
grief.
Throwing stuff all over the place.
There you go. Hey.
I've been sitting here spinning this shotgun shell around in my hand. Right.
But Kim just wanted to send that to Si.
Okay, boy, her rubber duck.
And she wanted to give her dad, Sergeant Danny Browning, a shout out. Family. She
appreciate
wanted
to thank
Si. Oh, and just celebrating Veterans Day, too. Yeah, so
appreciate
for all of our veterans.
That's right.
So thank you, Kim, for the stuff that Hunter and all the producers are
You know what
mad
most people
playing?
Don't think about? They're over there. They miss holidays, birthdays. Oh, yeah. Anniversaries.
Also, we can celebrate them. And for that, we are grateful. So
we're great.
Veterans and your families, we appreciate you guys. We always have. We always will. Y'all are fantastic. We love you. We pray for you.
Yep.
So that's awesome.
So
Kim, thank you. I will. Don't you worry, Kim. You'll see this in my hand a lot. This is way easier to spin than that shotgun shell.
We got some really good stuff in here. I didn't see where she was from.
Ohio.
There you go, Joey.
There's some big bucks over there.
Nice big bucks in Ohio.
What else you got, Johnny?
All right. Godwin, I need you to do something now.
What's that?
I'm just doing stuff for the people today. I need you to tell Scotty happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Scotty.
Scotty is a truck driver.
Scotty, happy birthday.
You're his
happy birthday.
You're his favorite, and his daughter Elizabeth from Alma, Georgia, emailed in. She's like, I didn't know what to get my dad.
Boys.
And he said, if you got Godwin to say happy birthday to me, that'd be the best present of all.
Happy birthday, Scotty. Hey,
Elizabeth, look what you've done.
Yeah, beam him up.
This plane's fixed to take off, boys.
Now we're playing with fidgets. I might should have saved this.
No, I'm glad you gave me this. I wish you'd give it. I wish we'd open the show with this. Well,
all right. Yeah. And then here's a good one. Brian from Spring City, Tennessee.
Oh, I know where that is.
He said it's right beside Watts Gar.
It is.
I mean Bar Lake. I don't understand all those jokes.
Watts Bar. Yeah, Watts Bar Lake.
Watts Gar.
The town that sprung Wesley Strader, Spring City, Tennessee.
Woo. Oh boy.
Wesley Strayed. That nobody knows who he is. I bet.
So he's got a serious question. Are we ready?
Yeah.
All right. Wesley?
No, his name's Brian.
Oh.
Sorry. He needs a tip.
All right.
When I talk to my wife, I always sound like I'm angry when I'm not. And I feel like I hurt her feelings when I talk to her like that. And I was wondering, how would I be able to talk to her without sounding so mean? Whenever she asks something, I will answer like I'm angry, but then I repeat myself, lowering my tone. But the real question is, how do I talk to my wife without sounding like I am angry? Apparently, he's just got like a mad voice.
I got a woman like that.
That's kind of true.
She's a little feisty. I'm going to put, here lies Paula Godwin. She was a little lippy. That's
here
what's going to be on.
Paula Godwin, she's a little lippy.
That's what's
going to
be on
boy.
Her tombstone. But she can't help it.
That's not a joke, by the way.
No, it ain't.
She's lippy.
She'll tell you.
She'll tell you.
But she can't help it. She's like that. You think she's mad all the time. You talk to her on the phone, she just talks loud.
I'm married to a loud talker. Guaranteed.
I think I talk.
You just got to be.
Especially when I get fired.
But you're
up.
Always happy.
You just got to pay attention and try to not do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
what,
that's a tough one.
I don't know that one because most of the time my wife has to ask me, what? Huh? What'd you say? So I don't have that issue. I'm generally. Me and God went over here to a low mumble for a lot of responses because it gives you time to think about that.
Well, my woman can't hear.
If you need to adjust the answer, if you can tell it didn't land, you can adjust it a little bit.
Adjust.
Yeah, it gives you time for a mulligan.
Well, what'd you say?
That's what I'm talking about.
I guess my question would be,
I said
your hair's looking pretty good today.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Hey.
He feels like he's that. Is she getting her feelings upset?
Yeah,
because you're saying it feels like that, which I'll say I'm on the other side of it too. Like, I'm pretty happy-go-lucky and I don't come across as angry a lot. But like, my wife, I'll be like, uh-oh, I made her mad. And then she's like, no, you didn't.
No, she's so, just talking. She's making sure you heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it might just be, I think, maybe just a sit-down conversation with your wife.
Yeah, and tell her, hey, I love you. Yeah.
Solve all
the
problems.
I don't mean nothing. Just try to be aware of your tone.
Yeah, take it down an octave. I don't know, is it coming from work? Is there a sense of frustration coming from carrying home with you? I don't know, but it's hey, at least you're aware of it. That's
yeah.
If you're aware of it, you can change it. I don't know how to.
Yeah, y'all sit down and have a talk.
I get called ma'am at the drive-thru, so I don't. Si, have you ever accidentally upset somebody with your tone of voice?
No, not that I know of.
Not that you know of.
It's the way, but it is the way you say things, how it comes across.
Yeah, I've been told that before.
It's not what you said, it was the way that you said it.
Yeah. I said, well, what did I say? That's what I always say. I'm like, what did I say?
That's right. What did I say?
You know what? I didn't know this. What does the word sure mean?
Sure?
Yeah. Like, if you ask me a question, I say sure.
I would suspect that's a you confirming a yes.
Yeah.
See, apparently where Allison grew up in Shreveport, it means something totally different.
Really?
Like if I say that, and
they're like, Si, no means yes.
Yeah.
And yes means no.
But I had to like stop you. Like she'd be like, hey, do you want to do this tonight? Sure.
Oh,
okay, fine. If you don't. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, but they're saying you just don't care. When somebody says something to you and you say, oh, sure. Yeah.
See, but I said, oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, when you said, oh, sure, they said, he don't care one way or the other. Well, he didn't even hear what I said.
See, are you on Allison's side right now?
Well, no.
Sounds like
it.
I'm just saying when you do that, that's what people think.
Si, do you want to eat hot dogs tonight?
Huh?
Do you want to eat hot dogs tonight?
No.
Oh, I was hoping he'd say sure.
No. See, I said sure all the time and never thought anything about it.
Yeah. I take sure as a confirmation of, yeah, let's do that.
But it seems, I guess, Allison and Si would say, no, that's you don't really care, it's so you're just like, whatever.
Yeah, it's your tone.
But isn't it text?
If you just say, oh, sure. It's like, he don't.
Fine,
he,
we don't have to.
I'm like, now we're back on the first
what
email.
What I said.
I don't know.
What's the first email?
I don't know.
Anyway, tone of voice, how you say something.
That's what happens.
Be conscious. But I think if you talk to your wife, all things will be better.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I'm out of emails.
That's it.
You're out of emails.
We're out of time. What you got on Bible verse?
Oh, give me one second. Unless, Godwin, you got one? I had one. And
Hang on.
Pull it up.
Hang on. Give him a second.
Let's see what the Bible verse of the day is.
Should we go back to my picture? Children are a quiver full of arrows.
Oh, yes.
That's the perfect one.
Above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins.
Ain't that the truth?
All right.
So, hey. I'll amen.
I like that one. And then Psalms 127, 3 through 5. Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows on the front or back of Martin's shoulders in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. How blessed is a man whose quiver is full of them.
Full of.
They will not be ashamed when they speak with their enemies in the gate. Martin, you keep raising them boys up, right? That way they can be the old Martin.
I just hope they want to shoot bows this evening.
Hey, there you go.
If they want to, I'll go with them.
I'll go again.
Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
That's what we cannot
see. You know what I say to that?
Sure.
Yep. I'm in on it, boys.
Oh, well, sure. We'll see y'all next time right here on the Duck Call Room. We're
sure.
Out.
Bye.